We're back on 95.7 The Game. Every Monday, we talk to the quarterback of the Silver and Black. Derek Carr joins us. And Derek, coming off the Thursday night loss in Kansas City, knew right after the game, the fans knew that you'd own it after that, own the loss and your performance. What changed after you looked at the film, looking back at that loss and your big takeaways from that game?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those days, man. You know, we went out there and it was just flat. For whatever reason, we were doing things that we don't normally do. It sucks that it had to be that day. You know, you always wish that it could be another day, you know, probably earlier in the season, but you know, some days you're going to have one. You know, it's okay to have a day like that, you know, every now and then. It just reminds us that we're all human. But at the same time, you know, we need to bounce back, and I know that we will.
For Kansas City in that game, and especially the back end of that secondary and the way they came into the game, wanting to take away the deep ball, looking back at that game, was it that difficult to get the ball downfield, or they just were scheming against that and it was tough to get it over the top on them?
You know, it was a little bit of both. You know, you have to give a lot of credit to their players. I thought that they played extremely well. You know, they had, backup corners in and, you know, things like that, and I thought that, you know, they did an extremely good job, you know, and usually we're, you know, better at taking advantage of those kind of things. And for whatever reason, you know, they just did a better job than us. And, you know, it's something that'll stick with us. It's something that I can guarantee you motivated the heck out of us. And, you know, I know that we're still a good football team, and I know that we can still do a lot of good things.
Derek Carr is our guest. You talked a lot about the pinky. We move on from that, but one other question about that game, is it fair for people to question the fact that even though the pinky is good and you say it's good, playing in extreme cold weather, that an injury like that might react differently, or is it all behind you, you're 100% and ready for San Diego?
You know, I feel like I'm 100%. You know, it didn't affect me in Buffalo, you know, obviously didn't affect me, you know, when I came back in against Carolina, you know. So, you know, I will never make an excuse. You know, I should have played better. And moving forward, I know that we will.
Is the conspiracy theory fair on the spider wire on that pass to Amari? What happened? What did you think about it when you let the ball go? Because watching on TV, it definitely looked like the ball changed direction about 5 feet above his head.
Yeah, it definitely changed direction. You know, because when I threw it, you know, in my head, I said, at six, you know, that's a touchdown. You know, I knew it was. You know, I threw it, and Coop was going to catch it, and you know, he had a good distance between him and the next defender. He was gone, and you know, it definitely changed. You could tell by his reaction, you know, at the end of the play, as the ball was coming down. So you know, it's crazy, you know, how things work out. You know, we had a lot of missed opportunities like that, but it is what it is, man. You know, we just have to own it and deal with it and move on.
Let's move on to San Diego, where they're the most injured team in the NFL. They have 17 players on injured reserve compared to your team that has six. And they're coming off a game against Carolina where they had 5 turnovers from their quarterback, 3 interceptions, and 2 lost fumbles for Phillip Rivers. But I know how much you respect this rivalry and that other quarterback and how he's a gamer, and he gets up for the game. You know the energy level from Rivers coming out of the tunnel will be sky high.
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit it on the head. You know, that's the thing about, you know, the NFL. You know, obviously he's going to come off a rough one also. You know, get games, you know, plays that he probably wish he had back and things like that. You know, so are we, you know. So it's just the NFL, man. You watch the NFL and you see all these, you know, really good quarterbacks having some off days and offenses not scoring as many points and defenses that usually stop everybody giving up points. And it just reminds you, man, that, you know, in this league, man, anything can happen. So you have to prepare for this game just like you prepare for all of them. You know, injuries or not, turnovers or not, they're still, you know, Phillip Rivers is still a Hall of Fame type quarterback. He's put up the numbers to do it. You know, he's one of the best to ever play. They have talent all over their defense, first-round picks everywhere. So, you know, we have to prepare as hard as we can and go out and compete our tails off against them.
They have some ball hawks out there. We saw that in that game, and Casey Hayward broke up a bunch of passes thrown into coverage there, and it seems like they're very athletic also. With all the injuries we've talked about, Bosa's in concussion protocol, Melvin Gordon's hip, but what they do on the back end, do you think it's similar to Kansas City and other teams where they have guys who are going to want to jump routes and obviously play the deep ball because that's their strength? They're very athletic at the cornerback position.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They're very athletic at corner, and you know, that's without, you know, Verrett, you know. So, you know, they still have so much talent. Casey Hayward's a great player. You know, I don't think he gets nearly enough credit as he should. You know, last year I even thought so when he wasn't in San Diego. I thought, man, this guy's a really good player. He was playing more of the nickel spot and things like that. But you know, now that you know he's in San Diego and getting his chance to play outside more and things like that, he's really taken it and ran with it. So yeah, he's a good player. The safeties are very, very rangy. You know, like to come down and hit receivers. You know, to try and take their feet out. You know, when they leave the ground and things like that. So. It's going to be a lot of contested catches, but I know that especially after the week we had, we're willing and able to make those catches and make those throws to go out there and compete against them.
How do you handle this week from Thursday night, from the time off you had to back to work, from a Sunday night game to a Monday night game, Derek, that you're very familiar with this year? What's different about prepping for a game with this much time off after a Thursday night game?
You know, you got more, a little bit more time. You don't have to cram as much. You know, you got more time to get your film in. I know that, whenever you get extra days off, I try and spend as much time with my family as possible. You know, I want to make sure that they always know that they're, my faith in them, that they are the most important. I never want them to think football is way above that. So I try and just spend time with them, love on them, and, gradually get my film in, as the week goes on.
Looking back to the game last year and how explosive it was an unbelievable game. Fireworks in that game there, and we'll get to the Raider fans and how they travel there. What do you remember about that game last year, especially getting out to the lead, the comeback from them, and that how emotional that game was? That was a big victory last year, and a lot of Raider fans were excited about the emotion and what happened, the ebb and flow in that game.
Yeah, it showed us that. That was one of the first moments, we were starting to see that we can be a really explosive, dynamic offense. And, I remember that, very vividly, all the, the catch and run opportunities that we had, Coop making the big catch down the middle, Crab making some tough catches while getting hit and things like that. And, we were running the ball well and, we had a good thing going. And, that's just another thing that, that showed us that, when we go down to San Diego, it's like another home game for us. That was the next thing, obviously, that we were going to talk about. Our fans, they take over that stadium, and it's fun to see.
Yeah, I was talking to a sports talk host over the weekend about what the atmosphere could look like down there, and he told me, off the record and on the record, he said, use it for the show, is that, Charger fans understand that the Raiders are a playoff team now, and a lot of Charger fans are upset. And I don't get into relocation with you, and we don't talk about that because we concentrate on football and the X's and O's. But the way that the L.A. Raider fans, the Oakland Raider fans, and the global Raider Nation travels to the San Diego game long before you were the quarterback, it's incredible. And I expect this crowd maybe to be the biggest Raider crowd that we've ever seen in the regular season. Do you expect that?
I absolutely do. I think our fans are excited. We've had a, so far 10-win year, which is amazing, which hasn't happened in, forever, obviously. Here, I think I was in elementary school last time it happened. And, I think that, for our fans to be able to have that and to just soak it up and just to see that, we're going in the right direction, we're heading the right way, I fully expect for our fans to, show up in a great way, and like you said, in ways that we probably haven't ever seen before.
Last question. I saw that, Monday morning quarterback at NBC picked up on the story about you pulling for Johnny Manziel and wanting to help him out. Can you elaborate on that? Because it's clear that he does need some help. You go back with him. You spend a lot of time with him. And obviously you believe he can get his career back on track with help and reaching out to people around him.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. Obviously, it's going to take him, swallowing a little bit, pride and, just saying, I do need some help, unless that this is the way that he wants it to go, and, as a competitor, I'm not sure that it is. I think he's super competitive. I think he's super, ultra talented. I think he could be one of the best players, dynamic players in this league if he worked extremely hard and got his thing right. And I just would want to be someone to help him get his life right, let alone football. I know that football is on his heart, so that's why I want to help him, obviously. But, I think it'd just be awesome to be able to help, somebody. And, I've been through some tough times football-wise and been through some good times football-wise. And so I just feel like I got a good grasp of, this league. And if he ever wanted some help, which is always tough for a grown man to say, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. But if he ever did or could say that, then obviously I'd be there right there for him and I'd have his back no matter what.
Thank you, Derek. Good talking to you. Good luck getting the win. We'll see you in San Diego.
JT, thank you. I'll see you then.